from the earth that sailed in storm and rain, to Karbala's land of grief and pain. One held life through water's wave, one showed truth and died so brave. From the ark to Karbala.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah.
Wassalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah.
Wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah.
Wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah.
Wassalatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
Wassalatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
Wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nurallah.
Wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nurallah.
Dear viewers of Madrid Channel, welcome back to this program of Madrid Channel, From the Ark to Karbala. Alhamdulillah, in this series of Madrid Channel, we discuss along with our wonderful guest Maulana Shams Madani and Maulana Ismail Ban Ali Madani. And mashallah, we have been discussing so far regarding various incidents and events which are related to the blessed month of Muharram, and more specifically with the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram al-Haram. And alhamdulillah, in the previous episode, we learnt about Sayyiduna Sulaiman ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam and his incident of his dua and the acceptance of his dua for a kingdom that's related to the 10th of Muharram, about Yusuf alayhi salam, him being saved from the well on the 10th of Muharram, about Yaqub alayhi salam regaining his eyesight back also in the 10th of Muharram, Nuh ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam's ark which came to a stop at the end also on the 10th of Muharram al-Haram, Sayyidina Musa ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam and splitting of the sea also the 10th of Muharram al-Haram. Many incidents of many Anbiya-i-Kiram alayhim salatu wassalam have taken place on the 10th of Muharram. And this date is not just a date. It's something very rich. And then today we are going to study regarding Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam and his sickness, his trials, and him attaining complete relief. And that was also on the 10th of Muharram al-Haram. So as per our format, inshallah azza wa jal, we will listen to the details about Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam and few of his life aspects and then lessons from it, what we understand, what we take back for ourselves. Inshallah, we will go on to that. We are yet to discuss a very, very important topic, a topic which touches our hearts, a topic which we should narrate to our children, a topic which our young ones need to know, and that is the incident of Karbala, the ultimate example of sacrifice. Inshallah, that's to come. And for that, I will request you, if you are watching this, make sure, take out time and educate your children. In our next programs, try that when you watch us, sit with your kids, gather your family together. Because the coming topics, especially regarding the matter of Karbala, it is something which will play a vital role in the upbringing, training and nourishing of our children, inshallah. On our today's topic, which is regarding Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, Maulana Ismail sahab and Maulana Sham sahab, we have a very important topic today and a very interesting one, and a topic which can motivate us from our insights. Give us the whole idea and definition of sabr, inshallah. So before that, I think let's because it will require a lot of talking as well. It will require a lot of reading effort. And before we talk, before we do any effort, before we do anything, we need food.
Yeah.
And the food for our soul is the praise of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maulana Shams Madani, inshallah.
Sallallahu alayhi ka ya ya Rasul Allah. وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله أتاك رضا مدينة إجازة يا رسول الله أتاك رضا مدينة إجازة يا رسول الله كروم ساز گنبد کی زیارت یا رسول الله کرم کر دو کہ میرا فضا مضبوط ہو جائے اک کرم کر دو کے صدقہ ہے فضا مضبوط ہو جائے نہ ہو اس کا ضبط مجھ سے شکایت یا رسول اللہ ادا کر دو مدینے کی اجازت یا رسول اللہ کروں میں سا گنبد کی زیارت یا رسول اللہ اس احمد رضا کا ستا جو میرے مرشد ہے اس احمد رضا کا ستا جو میرے مرشد ہے عطا کر دو مجھے اپنی محبت یا رسول اللہ عطا کر دو مجھے اپنی محبت یا رسول اللہ شفاعت پر ہر آن رحمت کی نظر رکھنا اگر میرے اس تاب پر ہر آن رحمت کی نظر رکھنا میرے باپ پر ہر آن رحمت کی نظر رکھنا سگے عطار پر ہر آن رحمت کی نظر رکھنا کرے دن رات بس سنت کی خدمت یا رسول اللہ عطا کر دو مدینے کی اجازت یا رسول اللہ
صلو الحبیب
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
اللہ اکبر, what a استغاثہ. It is a plea in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ata kar do Madine ki ijazat ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, give me the permission to come to your court. Karu main sabz gumbad ki ziyarat ya Rasulullah. May I also have the vision of the beautiful dome in Madinatul Munawwar. Main hoon sunni, rahun sunni, maru sunni Madine mein. I am a sunni, may I remain a sunni? May I die a Sunni. Baqiye Paak mein ban jaye turbat ya Rasulullah. May I attain my grave in Jannatul Baqi.
Subhanallah.
Allah, Allah, Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept these duas for us. And may we reach the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara. And then we see the blessed dome of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We see the blessed green grills. The Rauda Mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they standing there will recite, Ya Nabi salam alayka, Ya Rasul salam alayka, Mustafa jaan rahmat pe lakho salam. We are looking at the Sabz Gumbad in front of our eyes and we are reading, Ye Sabz Gumbad wale, manzoor dua karna, jab waqt naza aaye, didar ata karna. And the feeling, honestly, which is when you are, you can't explain it honestly. When you are there in Madinatul Munawwara and you are seeing the Gumbad-e-Khazra with your eyes, especially when it's your first time, for a moment you are talking to yourself, is it for real? Am I really in Madinatul Munawwara? Me in Medina, is it happening? You are questioning yourself, you are asking yourself, such a blessed city. No matter how many times you go, the excitement of going to Medina increases again and again and again. It's never enough. You go to any place in the world, you've seen it once, you go there again. You have seen it two times. Third time, your interest is less. Fourth time, your interest is even less. I've seen it 100 times. You're talking about seaside, I've seen the beach 100 times. You're talking about this mountain, I've seen it 100 times. Medina, even if you've seen it 100 times, you still want to go again. It's strange. It's something else. Medina has shifa. Medina has barakah. Medina has love. Medina has life. Medina has everything. It has affection. It has mercy. It has kindness. It has prosperity. What is there which is not in Medina? Jannat. Piece of the garden of Jannah is in Medina. Ya Shikhe Mustafa keh rahe hain. Hame to hai Jannat se pyara Madina. That we love Medina more than Jannah. Why? Because Medina has my beloved Master Muhammad Rasulullah. So this dua, this istighatha, this plea in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is written by Amir al-Sunnah, Al-Shaykh Mawlana Ilyas Attar Qadri, Razavi Dhamad Barakatum Al-Aliyah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it in our court. And for the viewers, this is actually the kalam which the Jamiat al-Madina students, they recite every morning. Assembly, our assembly is also known as Dua-e Madina. So Medina, Dawat-e-Islami, you know, it spoon feeds you the love of Medina.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
It gives you the love of Medina deep inside. This is needed. For a moment, for a believer, the root is love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is needed. Dawat-e-Islami, subconsciously also, it makes you fall in love again and again with Medina. You look at the works of Amir al-Sunnah, most of his kalams, majority of his kalams, his poetries, have something related to Medina. This is wonderful. Then what you are watching us on? What's the name of this TV channel? Madani channel. Amir al-Sunnah blesses us every Saturday with question and answers. What is that? Madani Muzakara. Our madrasas are known as Madrasatul
Madina.
Our jamias are known as Jamiatul Madina. Our research department is known as Al-Madinatul Ilmiya. Our bookstore is known as Maktabatul Madina. Madina, 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 Madina.
Which means trying to install love in the heart of people.
100%. And in fact, this has been the way of our pious predecessors. In Bukhari, their chapters dedicated towards Medina. In Muslim, chapters dedicated to Medina. Ibn Majah, Sunan Nisa'i, Abu Dawud, their chapters dedicated to Medina. Meaning those pious ancestors have also done Medina, 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 Medina.
Subhanallah.
And that's being revived by Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah. Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, you know, he says that, ہر وقت تصور میں مدینے کی گلی ہو اور یاد محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی میرے دل میں بسی ہو. That may it be such that every moment, every time, my eyes have the vision of the streets of Madinah al-Munawwara. Basically, my thoughts should be lost in the streets of Medina. My vision should be lost in the streets of Medina. And the remembrance of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should always be in my heart. Medina is liye attar jano dil se hai pyara. But he mentions the reason. Why does he love Medina? Medina is liye attar jano dil se hai pyara. The reason why Medina is so beloved to attar, ke rehte hain mere aqa mere dilbar Medina mein, is because my master, my sweetheart, my beloved stays in Medina.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. And this is a reality. This is a reality. If somebody can tie the eyes, you know, blindfold, an Ashiq-e Rasul, the lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and place him in the city of Madinatul Munawwara without telling him anything, just the smell will tell him that I'm in Medina. You can actually feel it. The breeze is different. Atmosphere is different. The air has mercy. You can sense it that I am in Madinatul Munawwara. It smells different. Arsa hua tayba ki galiyon se wo guzre hain. That it has been a very long time that since he passed the streets of Madinatul Munawwara, but still, till today, in the streets of Medina, you can sense the fragrance of the beautiful sweat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beautiful perspiration, the sweat, was also fragrant. So the kalam you read, Manana, you have with our heart taken us to Madinatul Munawwara. May Allah Ta'ala make it such that in reality we go to Madinatul Munawwara. We see the Holy Kaaba with our eyes. We see the Gumbad-e Khazra with our eyes. Inshallah. Dear viewers, coming to our topic. Well, all topics lead to the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All topics are related to the best of the creation. We belong to the best of creation. Everything. Zameena zama tumhare liye. Everything is for you, Ya Rasulullah. Maki na maka tumhare liye. Chuni na chuna tumhare liye. Each and everything you can imagine is for you, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has made Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam His beloved. So, Alhamdulillah, we are proud that we take the name of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We love Him. We honor Him. So, what a beautiful start to today's whole topic, Alhamdulillah. So coming to our main topic of today. So I would like you to take the lead, Mulana, inshallah, regarding Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam. But I'll just mention few of his titles and, you know, name and stuff. Full name, Sayyidina Ayyub bin Amwas alayhi salam. Commonly, he is known as Sayyidina Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam. He is mentioned in the Holy Quran 4 times and he is known for his exemplary patience, and he was tested with prolonged illness and loss. And he is known as As-Sabir, the patient one. He's amongst the Sabirin, the patient one. And his age at the time of passing away, some suggest is 93 and some say it's about 100. And if you talk about his geographical location, so it's mentioned that he was in Sham. Sham refers towards Greater Syria. And the wife of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam was a descendant of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. She was from the lineage of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. And she remained loyal throughout. Now over to you, Hazrat.
MashaAllah. As today we'll be talking the major story in the Quran, full of lessons. And the main lesson, as Ustaz Saab just mentioned, that he's described as As-Sabir. To go a bit in his biography of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, that he was the son of Amwas, from the descendants of Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam is well known in history that he was a prophet who was blessed with wealth.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar. And also healthy, including that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with a lot of livestock, animals, and children. He had a lot of children. Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, which means he was blessed. But there is a test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah azza wa jal, he tested Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam in such a way that he lost everything. He was a wealthy man. He lost wealth. When it comes to livestock, animals, everything were destroyed. Children, all of them were dead. They were dead. But Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, at the end of the day, after he lost everything, he never lost the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
The historical books are describing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam by taking everything. And the main thing which is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, it was the sickness.
Allah.
The sickness which attacked his skin, body.
Turning into boils or
into
blisters.
Blisters. And he remained in this situation for, the historically they are mentioning that for 18 years.
Allah.
18 years. Allah. Which means he was tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 18 years.
Allahu Akbar.
Yes, salam. So which means Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, he had everything and he lost everything.
Allahu Akbar.
And he was in this kind of tribulation for 18 years. Sickness, 18 years. In poor state for 18 years. At the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned something great.
Allah.
He said, we found him being patient.
Subhanallah. Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam also would invoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a very great manner. Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam would say, Anni massanni ad-durru wa anta arhamur rahimin. The distress has afflicted me, but ya Allah, you are the most merciful, and all those who do mercy, amongst all those who do mercy, you are the most arhamur rahimin. You are the merciful of all the mercifuls.
Which means, regardless of the problems he was in, but still, the lips did not stop mentioning the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah, not complaining. Not complaining.
Maybe, Mansab, before you go further, viewers might need to know, might have a question that what the Quranic message in his story, the story of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam?
The Quranic message to us is that because we are seeing the test, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam, which means from the Quran we are deriving that any tribulation, any problems we are in, it's not a punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even he did test his bondsmen. So it's not a punishment, but it is a test.
Here we are talking about a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are sinful. The Nabi is ma'asum. Regarding us sinful people, Allah ta'ala says, whatever reaches you from the trials, from any musibah, is the result of your hands. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive many things. If Allah ta'ala wanted to punish us for each and every sin of ours in the world itself, trust me, we are so sinful. We wouldn't even be breathing the oxygen. We would be gone. We would be perished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he put somebody in some sort of trials, that's there to elevate his status. That's there to forgive his sins. That's there to take him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a narration regarding this lady and a man. And the husband is happy, so he asks his wife that, ask what you want. The wife said, you sure? You know, husband and wife relation. Imagine, you know, Malana, that you want to make your wife happy, you want your wife to smile. And when your wife makes you smile, when your wife makes you happy, then you say, ask what you want, I'll give you. So, you know, what will your wife ask? Maybe some jewelry, this or that. The wife says, you sure? Yeah, say, I want divorce. I'm happy and I'm asking you what you want. You say, I want divorce. Allahu Akbar. So, now they're a bit disturbed. What to do? So they decide to go to noble man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ask for help. On the way, while they're going, a stone comes and the husband trips over the stone and hits it, his head somewhere, and the head starts bleeding. When he's bleeding, the wife says, let's go home. Why? He said that since long I'm noticing you haven't come into any sort of trouble. So I was thinking that shouldn't be that you're becoming distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala gives trials to those whom he chooses. So now I'm fine. Now let's go back home. You know, sometimes some people's du'as are not apparently being accepted. One of the reasons for that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is liking the nida, the call of that servant, and is telling the malaika, wait.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. But some, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angels, give it to him. I don't like when he calls me. I don't like his calling. You know, so it's a matter of love with our creator. It's a matter of belief that the Quranic message here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may test you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may test you. But at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for that. And this is what comes in this narration. He lost his livestock. He lost his house. His house fell actually, collapsed. And all the sons, all the children passed away. He had sons. Having sons, even in today's time, is like an asset. Okay, because the son will take your lineage further. The son will take your name further. Maybe he'll take your business further. He'll take your legacy further. So it's considered as a wealth.
Yeah.
Sons died. The wealth is gone. Livestock is gone. House is gone. Wife stood firm. Wife was on the support. Wife was there on the side. And this is a lesson for the wives as well. That if your husband in some sort of temporary trouble, don't leave his side. I'll tell you one very beautiful thing, which the couples need to understand today. The wives need to understand today. First of all, I will mention, husbands, need to understand their wives. Your wife is your partner. Your wife is your partner, not your slave. Your wife is your partner, not something which you have purchased. Your wife is your partner, not somebody whom you can drive around like how you want. Yes, she is subjected to be obedient to you, but you are subjected to be kind to her. Okay. But with the wives, especially those wives who are always taunting or speaking bad about the husband. All right. Let me ask you something. What is the wife of the king called?
Queen.
Queen. What is the wife of the king called?
Queen.
So if you want to be a queen, make him the king.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
If you want to be the queen, make him the king. But if you make him depressed, you will be Mrs. Depressed. So for you to be a queen, it is necessary that you make him a king. So this is what we see, that such prolonged sickness. How many years you said, Azad Ayub alayhi salam?
18 years.
The wife is there on the side. Prolonged time. 18 years. She is there on the side with istiqamat. She's standing firm. Loyalty of a wife. And this also tells us the coordination between husband and wife is very necessary. And this is an advice, especially to the youngsters out there who are not married, whether gents or ladies, boys or girls, that if you want to be tension-free after your marriage, first and foremost thing which you should look at is deen. Get a woman who knows deen, or get a husband who knows deen. Keep deen first. We are keeping beauty first. We are keeping money first. We are keeping lineage. Yes, hasab, nasab, money, beauty should be there. MashaAllah, no doubt. Deen should be first.
The main thing is deen.
Main thing is deen. Because if she has Islam in her, if she has Quran in her, or if he has Islam in him or Quran in him, so in such a situation, they know their rights. They know the rights of others. Another thing is that you should marry to somebody who understands and respects your field of work. Who understands you, like, mashallah, we invite you to be associated with the Madani environment, the Dini religious environment of Dawat-e-Islam in your own capacity. I'm not saying that come from Friday, stand on the khutbah. What we are trying to tell you is that stay associated in Dawat-e-Islami however you can help. You're an accountant, you can come join Dawat-e-Islami. You're a lawyer, you can come attach your professional services with Dawat-e-Islami. All you need to do is be part of this mission that I shall strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. It's not any rocket science. It's to adopt this mission.
Ustaz Sahab, what is your message to those people who, they are elders now, but they did not learn the time they were young? Or so we have some youngsters, they did not go to madrasa to learn. And you are mentioning that the ladies, our sisters, they should go for deen. So what is your message to such kind of people that, okay, maybe can say, okay, me, I don't have ilm. I did not go to madrasa. I should not marry. So what is your message to such kind of people?
Get ilm, attain ilm. What I was mentioning is that get married to somebody who understands your field, who respects your field. And if your field is righteous field, then subhanallah, and if she understands your field, both your husband and wife will be doing righteous things. And when you are doing righteous things, your children will follow suit. They will also adopt the path quickly. Now, if you have no knowledge, first of all, if you are in an old age, now how do I study? Don't feel shy. It's better to feel shy here than to feel shy on the Day of Judgment. And Dawat-e-Islam offers you that through Madrasatul Madina Balighan, the madrasa for adults. Okay, you don't have Madrasatul Madina Balighan, you have Faizan Online Academy. The thing is that if you want to bring up excuses, no, I don't have this madrasa, no, I don't have this, no, I don't have internet, no, I don't have, how will I connect to Faizan Online, how will I connect to this masjid, oh, it's too much of walking distance, or it's too much far. If you don't want to do it, fair enough. There are 1,000 excuses for that. But if you want to do it, you'll find a way. Then it should come from within yourself. It has to come from within yourself that I want to do this. So likewise, if you are going to get married, if you are about to get married, whether you are a male or you are a female, because getting married is something very important. It's an important chapter of life. Like, for example, if you are not baligh, if you are not yet an adult, namaz is not fard on you. But as you become baligh, namaz become fard on you. So now, since namaz is fard upon you, so it's not only namaz fard upon you. Namaz means salah. It's also fard to learn about the necessities of salah. To learn about tahara, to learn about all those things which are oriented around it. So likewise, until you are not married, it's fine. But when you are going to get married, now to learn about nikah and the things which orient or surround nikah becomes necessary for you. How can you sit in a car, in a driving seat and drive when you have not learned how to drive? Then you are doing guesswork. Then you will be doing accidents. So like this in nikah also, you'll be doing accidents. You'll be doing fake promises. You'll be saying some enthusiastic and passionate statements which you cannot fulfill later on. I will do this for you. I will do this for you. I will take you around the world. At nightfall, you're thinking to yourself, Baba, what did I say? Now I'm stuck. And for next 1 year, now you're listening. Before, at the time of marriage, you mentioned this. At the, that time, you said this. That time, you said this. That time, you said this. Now you're thinking to yourself, why did I say? Because you didn't have any idea. You were just too excited, just too passionate. Complete opposite as well. Utter excitement can cause such statements. Utter anger, ma'adallah, divorce, talaq. Now at the end you're thinking, Ya Allah, it was just a matter of salt being more. It was just a matter of going out, just a matter of in-laws. On small things, now I've given talaq. Now you're thinking, what should I do? Why? Not learning about it beforehand. And this is what, and then many things then occur. With children, with in-laws, and then there are accidents. Like, you know, the car is a perfect example for this. You didn't learn, now you'll meet up in accidents. Speed, you're loving the speed too much. And you're speeding it, compared with excitement. You're still at a loss. And you, if you break it suddenly, the car will collapse. You need to learn that what will teach you that entire control is deen, is Islam. Now, if somebody out there, maybe one, the viewer is watching, my brother, if you're going to get married, my sister, if you are going to get married, don't feel shy. Go to QuranTeacher.net, Faizan Online Academy. It has an entire nikah course.
SubhanAllah.
It has an entire nikah course. Go, register yourself, learn it. Inshallah, it will save you from many mistakes in your married life. So yes, there are opportunities to learn, inshallah.
I heard that Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to have insects on his body. So whenever it falls down, then he used to pick them up and press them back on his body.
Now this is a lie. This is a lie. Ambiya, some people say he had leprosy. Some people say his skin color was changing. There were spots on his skin. Ambiya Karam do not get any such sickness with which there is an element of disgust. It's all fabricated. It is all made up. He had boils, you can say blisters. Okay, he had weakness in his body. That's all fine. But it wasn't like he was picking insects and this and that. Some people go to the extent that he would tell the insect, you sit here, your place is here. Yes. The light's all made up. Okay?
People, they just fabricate.
It's all fabricated. You know, just putting of their own. So there's no reality to it. So anyways, when Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam remained steadfast in the divine trial and was successful in his test, his supplication was accepted. His dua was accepted. The most gracious and merciful Allah Azza wa Jal ordered him. But how was his dua accepted? A command of Allah came that stamp your foot on the ground. When he struck his foot on the ground, immediately a spring of water gushed out. Put his foot on the ground, water gushed out. And it was commanded by Allah Azza wa Jal to Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam to bath from that water. He should use it to do ghusl. So therefore he alayhi salam bathed with that water, he showered with that water, and all the diseases of his body were
wiped
away. SubhanAllah. And then what happened is, he then walked 40 steps and the command to stamp the foot on the ground was given again. After 40 steps. As soon as he stamped his foot on the ground again, another spring of water bubbled up. And its water was very cold. When Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam drank this water, his inner self was enlightened with the divine light, and he alayhi salam attained an excellent health and high spirituality. Not only did he become better, because see, when we are sick and now when we get better, now we are still weak and becoming fine. No, disease gone and exceptional health came.
Same time.
Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revived all his children back to life.
Yes,
Allah. All his children came back to life. Blessed his wife with youth again. The wife became young, 18 years, isn't it? She sacrificed 18 years of her life. She became young. The question is, Allah Ta'ala has put me in trials. Allah Ta'ala has put me in difficulties. Why me? Why me? Sir, you don't understand. Allah is the greatest of all planners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows which we do not know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's best for us, when it is best for us. After the trial, imagine a lady is coming to a youth again. And youth for a lady, how a youth for anybody, how important that is. Youth. Because when it goes, it's never going to come back. It's never going to come back. She's attaining her youth again. And with that youth, she can now have more children. After that, he alayhi salam was also bestowed again with his lost riches, the cattle and everything. All returned.
Everything
came back.
And even more.
Health returned.
Yes.
Children returned. Everything has returned. And in fact, he alayhi salam was bestowed with a lot more riches and wealth than what he actually possessed. He got even double, triple, much more. Subhanallah. One day, during the days of his illness, Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam called his wife and she came with some delay, which made him a bit enraged. He alayhi salam swore an oath to strike her with 100 whips. It's very strange. You know, obviously a man is sick. And you know, there is some delay and he said, I will strike you. He took an oath. I'll strike you with 100 whips. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, strike your wife with a broom and through this, your oath will be fulfilled.
Allahu Akbar.
You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even took care of his oath.
Which means the grass should comprise 100 sticks in it.
Yes.
Subhanallah.
So 100 done? Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala made him so super. He blessed Ayyub alayhi salam in any way. After the test, blessed him in every way. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this entire narration in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Sa'd, verse 42 to verse 44, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions himself that Urqud bi rijlik, that strike the earth with your foot. Hada muhtasalun baridun wa sharab. This cool spring is for bathing and drinking. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ رَحْمَةً مِنَّا وَذِكْرَى لِأُولِلْ أَلْبَابِ. And we bestowed his family upon him, and more similar to it in number, as mercy from us and advice for the people of intellect. So those who are wise, they should learn from it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most wise. Is the one with the most wisdom. And there is an Arabic proverb, fi'ilul hakimi la yakhlu anil hikmah. The actions of a wise are never free from wisdom. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says in the Holy Quran, now this is regarding the qasam, that take a broom in your hand and strike her with, and do not break your oath. We indeed found him patient. What an excellent bondsman. He is indeed ever repenting to his Lord. The Creator is praising. What a great bondsman he is. What a patient person he is. Allah, a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam was fully successful in his trial. Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him with all types of bounties, and the Holy Quran crowned his blessed head by presenting him with the unparalleled title of Awwab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a great title of Awwab. So this holds a lot of lesson, a lot of, you can say, education for us to be implemented in our lives. The thing is, don't rush. Believe in Allah. Trust the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will give you what's right for you in the right time. Don't rush. Don't be greedy. What do you say?
I can just come up with the lessons in this story of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. We can implement in our lives the lessons from this story. The first lesson is as-sabr. As-sabru ala ta'atillah. Having sabr in order to fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, us as the humans, us as slaves, servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commanded us that we should fulfill certain things. So we should have sabr regarding fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also having sabr ala aqdarillah, in the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if something happened upon us, whether our child passed away, or whether our business is not going well, we should remember that this is a qadr from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must have a sabr upon that. And also a sabr ala al-mu'lima, having sabr in anything which is infringing us. We're in certain problems. Maybe financial problems. Our financial is not going well. We should have sabr. Because sabr, if you take sabr itself, the well-known translation is patient. But when you go into a sabr, it means to wait. We should wait. We should trust in Allah that although I'm in this kind of things, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Inna Allah ma'a sabiri. What else do we want? When Allah ta'ala has said, Allah is with those who are patient. So what other degree, what other guarantee do we need? Be patient, Allah is with you. Finished. And when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the first Khalifa of Islam, the first Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they were together in the cave, what did Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam tell Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu? Don't fear, Allah is with us. When a person well connected to some worldly personality and you have something, your confidence increases. Hey, so and so minister, one phone, sorted. My back is strong. My contacts are strong. When your contact is with Allah,
subhanAllah,
how should your confidence be?
Allah.
When your biggest contact is Allah, how should your confidence be? But the thing is about connection, that we need to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way, in this manner, which we are unfortunately lacking. And lack of sabr can lead to some very unfortunate circumstances. Lack of sabr can lead you towards misuse of the tongue. Why? Because you're impatient and you say something which is wrong, maybe which can lead you out of Islam, or maybe which can take you towards very wrong decisions. Lack of sabr can take you towards greed. Lack of sabr can take you towards corruption. Lack of sabr can take you towards lying or stealing. This is all lack of patience. Be patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا, that there is no living creature on the earth except which that his sustenance is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has taken sustenance promise of everybody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided it for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has plans for us. He is the best of planners. Believe in him. Be patient. Every day is not going to be the same for you. Today you are happy, tomorrow you might be sad. So thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your happiness. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your sadness. Thank Allah in your good days, thank Allah in your bad days. Thank Allah in your achievements, but thank Allah in your failures as well.
This is just remind me that the statement that Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam said, after everything were taken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he said, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took,
It's for Allah.
And whatever left with me is for me. So this is just telling us that to have patience in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is where we can have that iman.
100%.
And also our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-sabru inda sadamatil ula. At the first strike, you make sabr.
Somebody's child has passed away in an accident or something has happened, and now you do everything in your power first. You are using your tongue, you are using everything, and after you do everything, then somebody comes, brother, please do sabr. Yeah, I'm doing sabr. What else can I? This is not called sabr.
After I did a lot of
it was at the first strike.
Yes.
It was at that first strike. That is where you're supposed to
hold yourself.
Hold yourself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to practice sabr at the time of tribulations. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from tribulations. Indeed, we are very weak. We are very weak people. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from calamities, from diseases, from problems, from all sorts of spiritual, from all sorts of physical disabilities, from diseases. May Allah Ta'ala protect us, our families, and the entire ummah, inshallah.
So, I would like to come up with a quick reflections time, just for small summarized.
Yeah.
The question is, what did Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam suffered from?
Ayyub alayhi salam suffered from loss in terms of health, in terms of wealth, in terms of house, in terms of children.
How long did it last?
Approximately what some narrations mention, 18 years, but you can say a very prolonged time.
So what dua did he make, like Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after facing all these?
The dua which Ayyub alayhi salam would invoke, the words which he would read, or something to this effect, which the Quran Pak mentions, he would say, Anni massaniya durru wa anta arhamur rahimin.
MashaAllah, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. So what was the cure?
The cue was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to strike his foot on the ground and a spring of water gushed out.
Allah.
And that actually became the cure by taking a bath from it. Became the cure for Ayyub alayhi salam, and Allah ta'ala granted him better health, better wealth, children returned. Everything was much, much, much more better than what he originally used to have.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. So what day was he healed?
Now you are coming to the main part.
The main part.
This was the 10th of Muharram.
Subhanallah.
The Yawm Ashura.
Yawm Ashura.
So dear viewers, this is another incident related to the day of Ashura. The acceptance of dua of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability that we learn like this regarding the noble prophets of Islam. We keep reading the Holy Quran. We keep educating ourselves and our children. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in the coming episodes, we will learn more about these events. And of course, that event of Karbala is also yet to be discussed, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So inshallah, until next time, take care of yourself. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
From the earth that sailed in storm and rain, from to Karbala's land of grief and pain, one held life through waters wave, one showed truth and died so brave. From the ark to Karbala.